What would you say is the most famous thing about Lynchburg?
Regrettably, the most famous thing about Lynchburg is Liberty University, which is headed by Jerry Falwell Jr. He was one of the first people to endorse Mr. Trump when we all thought Mr. Trump was something of a joke. But they have also had Mr. Bernie come to speak to the conservative students at Liberty University. So Liberty University is probably the most famous thing about Lynchburg. It's a town of about 85,000 people on the James River in central Virginia. It does have people here who are not devout Trump supporters. I live in a revitalizing downtown. I look out a converted, used to be a shoe factory, a loft. It's been now converted into a condominium with four floors of residential units and three floors of commercial units. It's called Riverview's Art Space. It's actually the reason I live in Lynchburg. I moved here about 15 years ago. It has its pluses and minuses, but for me, the pluses have kept me here. It is in the Bible Belt. I knew that right away. But a small group of people gathered around us when we thought about moving here and said, you know, there are some progressive people here. And they were right. There are, what can I talk about the diversity of Lynchburg? The city council here has been nominally, you don't have to be in a political party to be on the city council. It's been a kind of a progressive-leaning city council, which has put a good deal of effort into bringing a dead downtown back to life in my time here. I'm a part of a pretty thriving art community in town, and this building is a good example of that. When this building opened, when I moved here 15 years ago, it was on a block of buildings that were totally, other than this building, abandoned and decrepit. And now all of those buildings have been revitalized, and it's a nice little neighborhood here, and the downtown is thriving. It's been an exciting adventure to be here while the town has made a comeback, as many towns have experienced in this country, you know, where everybody went out to the mall for a few years and people are coming back to downtown areas.